him a stout?
Stallion.
Stallion.
Stud?
Gelding. Gelding, a mill horse is called. Two. That is.
Okay, they play a game with, well, first of all, what do they put on the horse's feet?
Shoes.
Shoes.
And they play a game with that sometimes?
Horseshoes, yes. Horseshoes.
And they never call it...
Quakes.
Quakes, huh?
Pitching quakes.
And they put the shoe on the horse's...
Hoof. Nail it to his hoof.
And you might say he has four...
Four shoes, four feet, four hoofs. Four hoofs.
All right. I just wondered if you say hoofs or hoof. The male sheep is called a...
A wether. And now want the buck?
The buck, yeah.
Yeah. But when they use them for the market, then they're called wethers.
Wethers?
Mm-hmm. When they're not used for breeding, see?
Okay. And the female sheep is called the...
Archer. Yo.
And you raise sheep for the...
Well...
I never can figure out why I hit myself on the back when I do that. Must be some reason. And now let's go to hogs. Could you distinguish the different kinds of hogs by sex and age? For example, a general term for all would be just hogs?
Like a boar and
herd?
And
yeah, okay. The male hog is a...
Is the boar.
And the female is the...
Sow.
And the baby is the...
Pig. Show.
Show?
Show.
And is that all the terms we have for... Is there gelding here too, or...?
That barrow, of course, that goes along with the ones that go on market. The boar is the one that does the is the breeding stock.
And the barrow.
They're the ones that are sold on the market for our hams and stuff of that sort.
And that's the which one that's sold?
The barrow.
Barrow.
Barrow, that's right.
Okay. And some hogs have long...
Tusks. Mm-hmm. Tusks.
They do?
Oh, then they get older, Mother, the second or third year. Oh, they can take a leg off you.
Stick out sort of side.
Yes, you ain't kidding. If they ain't pulled, oh, they're dangerous.
And sometimes on the back of the neck they have stiff hair, which is called on the back of their necks. When they get mad, they're...
Oh, you know, the hair?
Yeah, they call that...
Bristles. Hog bristles. Is that what you mean?
That's right. And the hog will eat his meal out of a...
Trough. Oh, yes, a trough for feeding. Most of them these days out of a feeder, you understand.
Yeah. And you might say there are five you might have one trough, or you might have five
they're on each side of these feeders, the hogs feed, see, and they feed out of a trough. Mm-hmm. These cell feeders, they come down in, pigs go there on each side, and it might take care of 15 or 20 pigs at once, you know, just according to how long the feeder is. It could be 10 feet long, it could be 6 feet long, could be 20 feet long.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you tell me the noise? What do you call the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
A calf?
Uh-huh. What do you say? The calf's starting to...
Start... Wait a minute.
Braying? No.
Blatting? Calf is blatting, I guess, or something.
What, have you got another word for it?
Would ball fit here? Or
ball, balls, and the calf can ball. And